Manny Pacquiao has won more world titles in more weight classes than any other boxer in history. There are 17 weight classes in professional boxing, starting at 105 pounds, going up to heavyweight, anything over 200 pounds. Pacquiao has been champion in 8 of these classes. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Philippines. 12-year-old Manny Pacquiao is the heavyweight champion of the world with a record of 75 wins and no losses. Kidding. He's just discovered boxing through his uncle. They watch a notorious match that will define Pacquiao's life when underdog James Buster Douglas knocks out then undefeated, undisputed heavyweight champion Mike Tyson. Pacquiao writes in his autobiography, "I knew without a doubt I would become a fighter. I knew that the underdog can and often does win." His uncle starts training him and soon gets him into local matches. Skinny little Pacquiao starts putting on some muscle. He shows incredible self-discipline. And most importantly, he wins. They start traveling to fight bigger and better opponents. At 15, Manny Pacquiao is considered the best junior boxer in the southern Philippines. At 16, he makes his professional boxing debut as a junior flyweight at a whopping 106 pounds. 3 years later in 1998, at 112 pounds, Pacquiao travels to Thailand to battle the reigning flyweight champion, Chatchai Sasakul. Sasakul has successfully defended his title twice before he steps into the ring with a spirited young newcomer. But being the newbie doesn't faze Pacquiao one bit, who tires the champ out basically by walking around him a lot. Exhausted, Sasakul underestimates Pacquiao in the 8th round, and one powerful left-handed Pac-Man punch is all it takes for him to get knocked out. Pacquiao is the new flyweight champion. Pacquiao keeps training hard. He skips the next bantamweight class completely and makes it to the Junior Featherweight Championship in Las Vegas in 2001. He tells ESPN, "It was my first fight in America and no one had ever heard of me. Even the commentators didn't know how to pronounce my name, but we were so young and confident." Confidence pays off. Pacquiao wins his second title at Junior Featherweight. Then his third title as a featherweight in 2003. His determination and skills are paying off. His power is remarkable. His work ethic means more muscle. More muscle means more weight. More weight means another championship for the taking. Pacquiao now moves up to another class and goes back to Vegas to win the junior lightweight belt in 2008 and the lightweight title later that same year. 2009, he's closing in on 150 pounds. He becomes the junior welterweight champion and then moves up again to compete as a welterweight. His first welterweight fight, he beats boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya, who retires afterwards. Miguel Cotto is his second welterweight opponent and reigning champ. This fight is considered a pinnacle moment in Pacquiao's career, and he comes out a champ again. He says, "Miguel Cotto was the ultimate test for me. It was a very physical battle. No question, Cotto was one of the best I ever fought, and he made me dig down deeper than I ever had to pull it out." And he's not done digging. Around 160 pounds in 2010, Pacquiao wins the Junior Middleweight Championship, securing a win in his 8th weight class in 12 years. It's worth mentioning that during his incredible ascent through boxing weight class domination, he also turned to public service. He was elected as Senator of the Philippines in 2016, a 6-year term, when he knocked out his competitors during a live debate, or just got more votes than them. One of those things. He also continued competing in non-title fights and high-profile matches like his famous battles against Floyd Mayweather. He might not have beaten Mayweather, but win or lose, there's no denying Manny Pacquiao's boxing weight class championship record will be very, very hard to ever knock out. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Manny Pacquiao, we found the coverage by South China Morning Post and ESPN incredibly helpful. And you can find more about me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.